The old lady sounds like a puffin when she says some stuff. She goes, oh, sounds like those puffins if you watch a video of them. But I told her, she makes that sound every once in a while, oh. And I say, you sound like one of those buffoons. She said, they're not buffoons, they're puffins.
I don't usually use my regular razor blade, but when I do, I always rinse it off and put it up on top of this plastic case, and I have a bazillion blades from one of those case cup things, you know. Well, I finally go to use it because the hair on my neck and stuff is starting to aggravate the hell out of me. You know, usually I just use a like a Remington, like electric shaver. So I go and reach up there, it's freaking gone. And, of course, I call her, and she tells me that, I never touched it, I'm not stupid. Every time I use it, I rinse it off, shake it off, and then I set it up there. You know, I haven't actually used a razor shave in many, many months, but it's like, it just irritates the heck out of me, dude.
Do you have a timeout timer on that radio? Is that what I keep hearing chirping?
Yeah, and I extended it out, too. I'll have to get back in there and see if I can turn it off.
Actually, they recommend it, especially on these Link systems, just extend it out a little bit longer. I know we get long-winded to the point of the Purple Crystal Award, but just extend it out a little bit longer because you don't want to burn up vinyls and you don't want to have a hot mic going all the time. That's the problem we had on the Lapeer machine. Before I tracked that guy down, that was accidentally transmitting music there.
Oh, I got that, Father. Yeah, this is all kind of new to me. So, all right. So, how many seconds would you think would be an appropriate amount of time that I should set it for? 40 years. Thoughts on that?